This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Toll-free, and you can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And of course, you can take control of the airwaves, but we always bring things in that you might find interesting on the way. Richie, you're going to talk about being a psychopath. Not to say you are a psychopath.
Not to say
necessarily,
but you know, the life of a psychopath, or as this story from the world of psychology, psychcentral.com, is titled "The Perks of Being a Psychopath."
I'm more interested in why people love to talk about psychopaths.
Well,
they're crazy
because they're crazy, and you know, some of them are murderers.
Are they? People. I mean, are they crazy? Are they that uncommon? Crazy being
they are uncommon.
Okay.
I think it's what, like 1% or something?
I don't know the percentage, but
I think that it's
probably more common than people like to give credit for.
I think it's because people want to put people that they dislike, you know, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, you know, maybe a boss, you know, somebody in that category. So it's like...
Well, that's a term, right? Psycho ex-girlfriend.
Well, right? I'm sure there's psycho ex-boyfriends, too.
Psycho boss. Sure.
Yeah. Psycho boss. All these things.
Now, of course, you may just be attributing, you know, the word psycho to somebody you don't like or somebody who's done something mean to you.
Or somebody who acts in a mentally ill fashion.
But there actually is a definition of psychopath, and I'm sure I think it's more clinical.
That. Yeah, it's more clinical than just the person off their rocker.
It's about somebody who doesn't have empathy, as I understand it. So that's definitely something worth talking about.
Somebody has done something that I don't like, and that makes them not empathetic.
No, I don't think that's it. I don't think
that's the clinical definition. Yeah. No. What I'm saying is that I expect here shortly that we will have, if it not us, someone will call in and attempt to attribute psychopathic behavior to someone because they did something that they didn't like. And that's not necessarily psychopathic.
I totally agree. Yeah, that can just be antisocial. It could be something that somebody just didn't like.
And to go even further... Remember that mental illness is basically an opinion. It's like asking one of the Supreme Court justices their opinion on the law. I mean, a psychologist or psychiatrist, it just determines that you're psychopathic, right?
Well, there's criteria. Tests.
Okay, there's criteria.
Yeah.
And then they determine through the use of the criteria as to whether or not you're psychopathic.
Well, I mean, I don't know what their criteria or how they exactly determine whether someone has no empathy, but I imagine there are questions that one could ask a person and somehow find out.
I'm sure that it's just an internet search away to find out what are the questions you ask to find out if somebody's a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it's still an opinion. It's an opinion from a relatively... call it subjective science, right? It's a soft science.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a spectrum, because it's like psychopathy, sociopathy, all the way down.
Well, they don't even use the term sociopathy anymore.
Okay.
So
who doesn't? The medical field?
The people who ask these questions, as I understand it.
Why not? Why wouldn't they use that term? It's different.
I don't know, Ian. I'm not an expert. Probably because the term's too loaded at this point. Everybody wants to use the term. I use it. I love to call politicians sociopaths.
Right.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, there's
because
English
I dislike this group, and they do things I don't like.
There's English definitions, there's legal definitions, there's clinical definitions.
Yes.
Right? So there's many ways to define something, and if you're saying the clinical people aren't using the clinical definition simply because the English definition has gotten muddled, I find that a little bizarre.
I don't know whether that's the reason.
Okay.
Well, now I feel like we should just talk about it at this point now. And I'm actually looking at the definition of sociopath, and I'm actually surprised to see it defined by the word psychopath. According to the British Dictionary definition on this, psychiatry, another name for psychopath, A person, this is a medicine definition, a person affected with an antisocial personality disorder. A culture definition, someone whose social behavior is extremely abnormal. Sociopaths are interested only in their personal needs and desires without concern for the effects of their behavior on others. And then it says compared to psychopath, which is a person with a psychopathic personality. Now, I hate it when they define words with the very same word that you're trying to read about, which manifests as amoral and antisocial behavior, lack of ability to love or establish meaningful personal relationships, extreme egocentricity, failure to learn from experience, etc.
And a lot of them get through society by faking those things. They're good at masking that behavior.
Mm-hmm. That's what the show Dexter is all about.
Okay.
You've not seen that
I've
one?
I've not seen it. I've heard of it. I've seen the previews and have a general idea.
I think sociopath was used when you would define the difference between a psychopath as somebody who sort of commits criminal acts. Or
violent criminal acts?
Violent criminal acts and has this behavior disorder. And then a sociopath would be a person who gets away with it and functions within society and manages to, you know, be this way but not get caught or be bad or whatever.
Like the psychopath acts on impulse and the sociopath has the same impulse but doesn't act?
No, the sociopaths absolutely act.
I think
you're talking about some sort of criminal
distinction. Legal, right? Yeah. Like, you know.
Well, act out on the desire to harm.
Are some politicians psychopaths?
Oh, guaranteed.
Okay, so I would say that those people are sociopaths by the definition, as I would have understood sociopath to mean, because they're not actually breaking too many laws, or at least not doing it so overtly that they get caught, versus, you know, their sociopathy, psychopathy presents itself in a fashion that is legal, but not well.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And, in fact, some of the definitions here of psychopath seem to back that up. A person afflicted with a personality disorder characterized by a tendency to commit antisocial and sometimes violent acts and a failure to feel guilt for those acts. They do say it's also called a sociopath. A person with an antisocial personality disorder, especially one manifested in perverted, criminal, or amoral behavior. So you could make the division here, as you're suggesting, Mark, that a sociopath is less likely to commit a violent criminal act than a psychopath is.
Sure.
Perhaps.
I mean,
but they're otherwise both similar.
One would understand that a psychopath or sociopath, one would understand that some of them can determine, if I do this,
I'll go to prison.
I'm not going to do that. So they'll determine ways they can act out how they wish.
Manipulate people.
Whatever, and then stay out. So if the defining characteristic is simply not having empathy, that doesn't preclude or include the compulsion to commit violent or criminal acts that will land one in prison.
Yeah.
So you could have the lack of empathy and
but not have that
even
compulsion.
Have a compulsion to do immoral acts, but have the control to say, that one's not going to be so hot. This one, or call it maturity. We would call that maturity, right?
The mature sociopath.
Right. And, you know, basically that's what you got going on.
Yeah.
I would think in some cases ego would take over, you know, with that mindset that says, I'm the one who can get away with this illegal act because I'm smart. I'm better. I'm smarter than everyone else who's, you know, going to try to catch me. And then makes for good TV.
It really did make for a great TV show. Dexter was the show. One of probably the best dramatic programs, you know, hour-long dramatic series. It was a Showtime series that I think lasted for 7 seasons, maybe 8.
Pretty good.
Maybe 8. And it sort of follows this. And it's not a secret to say this about it, but it follows the main character, Dexter, who is a police blood spatter expert. And so he's, you know, helping the police solve crimes while at the same time he himself is committing violent acts. But he has the ability to control to a large extent who he selects for those acts. So he tends to select criminals,
right.
So other murderers or, you know, other killers or violent individuals who, you know, deserve it. And so, you know, the whole series is about him continually committing these acts, you know, sort of stalking and hunting his prey and also trying to avoid being caught by some of his coworkers, basically, who end up, you know, obviously investigating the crimes, including his own sister. which is a very interesting story.
Yeah, I find that that law enforcement doesn't seem to investigate crimes against criminals very thoroughly. So, you know, I think he would be able to get away with it for seven seasons.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us. We'll talk more about psychopathy coming up here on Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, just dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, tell me about how to get a great deal on refinancing a mortgage or a brand new mortgage.
Yeah, it's what you do is go to AmericanFinancing.net. What AmericanFinancing.net does different than the other places is they don't have the commissioned mortgage brokers. They have, well, salaried mortgage consultants is what they call them. And the difference is that they're not incentivized to give you the loan that benefits them or their organization the most. They're incentivized to give you the loan that benefits you the most. AmericanFinancing.net, they've got every kind of loan that you need. They've got the FHA, the VAs, and, you know, everything that any other place has. They've been in business for, you know, many, many years, over 20 years. They've got a Better Business Bureau rating of A+ and 3,200 Google reviews. You could be very comfortable giving these people a call. They never charge upfront fees like so many other places do. They get evening and weekend hours. Everything you want from a mortgage company, they make it easy. If you're working with somebody right now, you need to make sure that you get a second opinion. So call the telephone number and check on them. But if you could also just originate your loan there with them, either do the digital mortgage where you can apply, receive your pre-qualification, and close your loan doing everything online, or give them a call. That's what I would prefer. But you do what you do you. If you need to refinance, maybe you need to, you know, handle some debt or, you know, consolidate, or maybe your loan isn't so hot because rates are quite low right now. Whatever it is that you're looking for, even people who need retirement solutions, AmericanFinancing.net. And the telephone number is 888-804-0303. 888-804-0303. AmericanFinancing.net. 888-804-0303. NMLS 1823-34. Let's see, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
All right, so we're talking about psychopaths and psychopathy, the basic lack of empathy that can, in case of psychopaths, typically manifest in some very antisocial, possibly violent behavior. There's not a huge difference between a psychopath and a sociopath, but we did just discuss that one of the seeming differences tends to be the sociopath would be less likely to do violence, for instance, and think they can get away with it because they may be more aware enough, at least aware enough to realize that they ain't going to get away with it, so they have to be a little more sneaky with the way they take advantage of people and screw people over or whatever.
Sure.
And and again, it's all based out of the inability to feel empathy for other human beings, too. And, of course, for those that, you know, empathy is placing yourself in somebody else's shoes and being able to feel, you know, how that person might feel if, you were receiving the actions that you were doing to them.
Basically, an understanding and desire to apply the golden rule.
And the golden rule is?
Well, you do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Gotcha.
Not the most perfect rule for living your life, but a pretty good one, and people have used it for a long time.
So you've got a story about this beyond us just, you know, vamping about psychopaths. What's going on?
So this is the perks of being a psychopath. Not so much a story insofar as, you know, something happened to somebody, mm-hmm, but more right. Like a report type of thing. Always treats everyone with respect.
This is a psychology website, if I recall correctly?
Yeah, psychcentral.com.
All right.
Always treat everyone with respect. You never know who is secretly a psychopath. How does one go about identifying a psychopath? It's not easy, but researchers have made a lot of headway in answering this very question. It's common knowledge that men are more likely to have psychopathic tendencies than women.
Really? I didn't know that.
I wouldn't be surprised if... So psychopath would likely seek power, right? If they have this compulsion to do,
certainly we've seen sociopaths
harm.
Do.
Well,
yeah.
I think we're going to use them interchangeably here.
Right, a sociopath and a psychopath are the same thing. It's just.
But most politicians are too cowardly to actually be violent. In a lot of cases, they're just
they're being violent
through the hands of the police and the military.
Right.
Sure.
But that's
and
different than, you know, smacking somebody or stabbing them or whatever. There's a huge range of difference there.
Or maybe they just are more selective with their victims.
Could be. It's not to say that they're all peaceful people or anything.
Yeah, not all politicians would be psychopathic either.
I think the likelihood that a politician is a sociopath is probably in the 90th percentile, the high 90th percentile.
Well, here's a study from prison. On a prison population found 31% of men met the criteria compared to only 11% of women.
31?
In prison. In prison population.
Okay.
So three times as many men met the criteria for psychopathy than women.
Okay.
So much more than women. Psychopathy has a number of higher order dimensions, including self-centered impulsivity, heartlessness, and fearless dominance. The first dimension, self-centered impulsivity, is associated with impetuosity, belligerence, and narcissism. So there's the ego aspect of it. Heartlessness is related to the inability to experience important social emotions like love or remorse. And psychopaths who clearly lack empathy are at a disadvantage, or so the thinking goes. However, empathy requires taking other people's feelings into consideration, walking in their shoes, so to speak. And walking requires energy. Luckily for psychopaths, no walking is required unless it involves walking over others to get what they want.
By the way, the story here that I have at livescience.com does cite the 1% number. They don't say where that came from, but it's sort of accepted. But that, again, would include both men and women.
1% of the population?
Yeah, 1% of the population.
I like it. It's like the old Occupy mantra. We are the 99%. You know, so the 1% truly are the bad guys.
Right.
Or whatever.
Well, and it could just be, you know, the statistics here was from a prison population.
Right.
So yep. More likely to get caught even if you're in the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Empathy is built on a foundation of emotions. Although vital for binding and meaningful relationships, emotion often clouds judgment. In the extreme, emotions can actually impede one's ability to think in a critical manner.
Sure can. I mean, look at almost every night here on Free Talk Live, or at least the nights where we're on a bunch of stations, we get some very emotional people calling in. Last night was a good example where people were very emotional about some of the things I was saying about, and you ended up saying some pretty controversial things about the military, Mark, and people just, they don't want to listen to reason. Their family members, and it's like you're personally attacking their grandfather.
Well,
or whatever.
What I thought was interesting about the one guy is I know if we had been sitting with him, we would have had this guy, because, you know, what he was concerned with is, you're liberals talking bad about the military.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you know, he wouldn't, if he spent a little bit of time with us, he would have understood we're not liberals. And then therefore, he agreed with the things we said, like, oh, I don't know, these young people's lives are being thrown away mm-hmm. at the whims of politicians, that the young people don't benefit.
That politicians are untrustworthy and scum.
Right. That soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marines are used like tissues by, you know, old people in Washington, D.C. that don't care anything about them. He's like, yeah, but we have to respect them because they protect America.
American freedom.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're protecting, right, freedom.
Your way of life freedom. Was what he said.
Right, American your way, of,
way
life.
Of life.
And obviously, he's not saying freedom, because if the military was protecting freedom, they would have, I don't know, I'd be freer. In my lifetime.
We got more on the way. If you want to join the conversation about psychopaths and the perks, we're going to get to that. The perks of being a psychopath on the way. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In Washington, lawmakers are trying to set aside their irreconcilable differences over the Obama-era Affordable Care Act and work to reach a bipartisan agreement on a more immediate health care issue, lowering costs for people who already have coverage. Returning from the 4th of July recess, the Senate and House are pushing to end surprise medical bills, curb high prices for medicines, and limit prescription copays for people with Medicare. Partisan disagreements could derail the effort, but lawmakers fear the voters' verdict in 2020 if politicians have nothing to show for all their hand-wringing about drug prices. President Donald Trump even has political exposure because the big price cuts he promised have not materialized. On Friday, he promised an executive order that said he would be intending to enable the U.S. government to pay lower prices for prescription drugs. The U.S. would pay no more than the lowest amount paid by other nations or companies. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves here. The Sunday edition of the program, we're talking about psychopaths and a story at a psychology blog or website. What was it? Psych Central?
PsychCentral.com.
Psych Central, about the perks of being a psychopath. So we're going to get deeper into that. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Plus, I want you to know about local.bitcoin.com. You go local.bitcoin.com, and that is where you can buy and or sell your Bitcoin Cash. And if you've never gotten into Bitcoin Cash before, this is one of the more private ways to do it.
So what a lot of people are concerned with is the privacy aspect of it, and yeah, this makes it easy.
It
and
sure
low
does.
Cost.
In fact, Aria DeMezzo, our Monday night co-host, is very excited about this. She's been having a great experience. She's selling some Bitcoin Cash on the site via PayPal, which is a little risky, but it's worked out for her pretty well so far. So.
She's doing very small amounts.
Yeah, she's doing, I think, up to $20. So if you want to buy some, you know, cryptocurrency, you want to buy some Bitcoin Cash, this is a great place to go. And I said it's private because the conversations between buyers and sellers are encrypted, meaning the site itself, the administrators of the site, cannot read the conversation unless you grant them access. So if there's like a dispute and you need to bring in somebody from the outside to review the case, then you would need to authorize them to come in. So you have the ability to do it, but by default, it's they're locked out. And because the site doesn't actually hold your funds, it's all done via smart contracts, and you hold the keys to your funds the whole time, that they're not in the site, they're in your own wallet,
right,
that you have access to. And that because they're not holding your funds, they're not considered a money transmitter or whatever. At least that's their argument, and I think they're right about it. And so they're not going to demand any identification from you as when you create the account.
That's the best part.
Yeah, and you as a former local Bitcoin seller,
yes,
you love this.
Yeah, because that's one of the primary reasons why I got off local Bitcoin.
Because they started cracking down
on
ID.
They said in order to post your ads, which I've had up for months, we need your government issued identification card. And I went, all right, guys, I guess we're done here.
Yep, see you, bye. And by the way, that's the original, sort of one of the original sites. It's called Local Bitcoins. This is very similarly named, but it is, yes, a very different site. It's local.bitcoin.com. Get on over there and get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. As we continue with the psychopath story, Richie's here from the Anarchist Experience. What's the website?
Anarchistexperience.com.
That's where you can go to get more of your show, which you do your own show once a week.
Yep, an hour a week with my buddy from back in Hawaii still.
All right, so let's continue with the story here.
All right. So the psychopath, freed from his emotional shackles, is well-equipped to act in an unrestrained and ruthless manner. This is bad news for society, but not for the psychopath, especially one consumed by thoughts of power and prestige.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one of the perks, right? He's able to act in an unrestrained and ruthless manner, whereas normal people off the streets...
Right, the psychopath is willing to do anything at all in order to promote himself and to feel, you know, the things that he wants to feel for whatever grandiose thing it is that they're looking for. One of the things they're not feeling is empathy toward their victims. They're willing to step on absolutely anyone and anything to get to where they want to go.
And I would say that that most of culture as we understand it in the United States, I don't think this works, right? Like, so people would like to call, say, salespeople, for instance, psychopath. You know, that sales guy, he lied to me or something like that. And certainly there have been sales guys that have told lies. I wouldn't say otherwise, but...
I wouldn't say because someone lies that makes them a socio or a psychopath. That is just...
But lying is a trait of a psychopath.
Oh, for sure.
Right,
yeah.
So lying is a way that you manipulate,
right,
the reality of the world in order to...
to benefit yourself.
Yeah, to benefit yourself. You fool somebody in order to benefit yourself. And, you know, certainly lying as a salesperson can be beneficial, but, I mean, are you getting a lot of referrals that way?
I don't think you would be.
I mean,
a good salesperson is somebody that can put themselves in the shoes of a customer and, you know, see what that person wants and provide them, hopefully, with what they want.
Right, and every bit of sales training I've ever taken... Every single one. They have stressed virtues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, positivity and hard work, but I consider those to be virtues.
I don't want to start a fire, but it kind of reminds me of like the MLM hoppers, the people who go from like one multi-level marketing thing,
yeah,
to the other.
I think that the MLM hoppers are probably salespeople. You know, they're salespeople by nature.
Sure.
And they, if they've got the whole positivity thing down, at that point, I think what their biggest problem is in a lot of cases is judgment.
Okay.
You know, not really much of anything else. They're preparing themselves to be great salespeople.
Sure.
Because you have to be a great salesperson to hawk MLMs.
Yes. I have a handful of friends that do it. I gave it a shot once, very unsuccessfully.
I think everybody has.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I think that's a good thing. You have to know. I mean, don't lose a lot of money on it. Don't
right.
lose a lot of. But I think the time that you put into it. That's it's valuable training.
I guess my point is, like, I know a handful of, like, those people who, like, they get into one MLM, it's like, this is the greatest
this
thing
is
ever.
One.
Right, the next one.
And then, like, a couple months later, it's the same pitch. No, I'm out of that one. Join me in this one.
This magic potion. This is
the greatest
the
thing
one.
Ever. Yeah.
There seem to be some people who manage to put together a team of people who will follow them into the next MLM
mm-hmm.
around.
Oh, yeah.
I do not understand that. But, hey, have fun.
They got to be making money along the way, otherwise.
If they're making money, yeah.
They're probably making money from those people in that team. That's what I don't understand.
The MLM's a whole other subject that we could go off and
that's why I didn't want to start that part, but the whole the salesman lying, you know, type of thing just reminded me of that. All right, moving on. Fearless dominance, the third dimension of psychopathy, is associated with impudence and a desire for social influence. Contrary to popular belief, fearless dominance comes with a number of socially adaptive behaviors. Equipped with a sense of interpersonal poise and potency, physical fearlessness, and emotional resilience, some psychopaths go on to do great things. Some even become heroes.
Yeah, I think that certain self-sacrifices, that it sounds like self-sacrifice in certain circumstances, but at the same time, you know, not caring about the consequences. I guess what I'm thinking of is when I wouldn't be able to be like a police officer, a DMV agent, or anything like that, because it would be so wearing on me. I want to help people. Oh, you've come to my window and you need some help from me? Here I am. I'm here to help. And there's so many people that need so much help. Every single person that you're dealing with as a bureaucrat needs special attention. They need help. And you basically don't benefit in any way. In fact, you're pressured to not give them help. You need to, I'm sorry, you're going to bring the other papers.
You don't have the right papers.
But, you know, if you spin there like, well, let's see if we can pull up that paper from some other place. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Well, then you've just tripled your time with this
person. The line's
person.
Longer.
The line's
longer.
Gotten longer. You know, those kind of things. Because why? This idiot didn't bring this piece of paper. It says right there on the website that's poorly managed and, you know, you never could find that you've got to bring this piece of paper. Well, sorry. I don't know. Like, that's the difficulty is that these jobs are tailor-made for somebody who just doesn't give a damn about other people's emotions.
Well, and it destroys the people who do care because they want to help.
How could it do otherwise?
Right. Mm. They want to help. They go, well, what's the job that will allow me to help the most? They find one of these because for, you know, brainwashing or whatever, feel like this is the path to assisting others. And then they get there and they get hammered in
right.
the job.
My wife got a degree in, I don't know, something human behavior, but basically a drug treatment degree.
Sure.
And at some point or another, she ends up working for the state of Florida in a vocational rehabilitation status. And, you know, I was beginning to, at first she's helping people get equipment that they need to work. But before long, she's running into people that suck the life out of you.
Hmm.
So, you know, one guy comes in and he says that basically he needs a check every month because he can't, he doesn't like women. He likes cartoon characters instead.
So he's disabled.
He's disabled. And you can imagine that with very, very short order, my wife had no interest in helping this guy. So
if there's,
you know,
more to the story,
makes you jaded.
Hang
That's
on.
It.
We can continue here in moments with psychopath discussions. Your calls are welcome. Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just
just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump into any one of those. We'll join you in there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And according to, I don't know what the citation is, but, you know, psychology blogs and such, citing basically that it's estimated that as much as 1% of a given population would qualify as a psychopath, somebody who just doesn't care what other people feel and will step on absolutely anybody that's in their way in order to accomplish their own self-aggrandizement. But are there differences between psychopaths and sociopaths? Some say not much. Maybe the psychopath would be more likely to commit a violent act, whereas a sociopath wouldn't. That's sort of my summary of where we've been so far.
Yeah, I would like to have a definition for somebody who enjoys the, harming people, making them unhappy, that kind of thing.
I think that would be a psychopath.
Well, that's not the same thing, though. Not caring.
Well, yeah, because they would enjoy it, not be indifferent to it.
Okay.
And like they're trying to collapse these two things together, and I don't feel like that's the same thing. Like somebody who really wants to.
Well, the violence is something that presumably they're enjoying, right? Yeah. So in that case, they would be enjoying harming others.
And,
if they're being violent.
Well, sure. Okay, so I had an ex-girlfriend at one point who worked for a government, and she described to me happiness in being of no service at the sort of window. So, you know,
meaning she got pleasure from being rude or not being able to help someone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that like very pleased with that. And, of course, you know, some people come up and be they try different systems in order to get what they want at the window. No surprise there. And, of course, there's better and worse human beings generally. And when you're working at, the whatever.
Well, I would say that's evidence of psychopathic personality, because there you're dealing with somebody who is enjoying the stepping on of other human beings, which means that they probably don't have empathy for their victims.
The claim that she made after she said this is that everybody did it and they talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So either this is, you know, this was an office full of women. I mean, I can't even remember seeing a man working there except for the boss. And what their claim is that 1% of the population is psychopathic, but only 1 out of 4 psychopaths is female. So somehow, in a little...
At least in a prison. That was a prison experiment,
well,
right?
Well, the prison statistic that I had was 31% of males, 11% of females in the prison.
Right, so...
Three times as many.
Maybe the females aren't as likely to get caught, so it's hard to say if that the prison numbers would shake out in the general population.
Oh, say, so somewhere between 1% and one-third of 1% of women are psychopaths? Is that a fair statement, then?
Yeah, I don't know.
This county office is somehow a vortex that sucks in the psychopaths? No, that's ridiculous.
It might not be that. It could be the occupation itself. Because I know, Ian, you've worked in retail. I've worked in retail.
Mm-hmm. But that's not even true. In her case, she fell into the occupation. It's not like she sought it out. So this is an occupation that either creates psychopathy
or
this is a really crappy definition.
Okay.
Well, I want to hear your point about
it. I'm mad at the psychiatrists on this one, because there's a difference between being like, sorry, can't help you, than like, right? There's just a difference.
So here's what I
What's
know
the
about
point about retail.
Here's
though?
What I know about retail. Yeah. So I've worked in retail a little bit throughout my life, and I worked in retail at KB Toys when they were filing for bankruptcy.
At the very end?
At the very end. Like,
no, this isn't psychopathy. This is just bad judgment. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, whatever. It was a college job. I didn't care. Yeah. It didn't have any bearing on anything. But my point is, there were long-term retail employees that had been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you lose your desire to be like the happy-go-lucky customer service individual.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, the environment beats it out of you. Because here's the weird thing, though.
How long have they been there?
The assistant manager who I was got really close with at the time was like 7 years as the assistant manager and had done nothing but retail
prior to that. Okay.
The manager was like 15 years, and their hands start to they start to rub their hands together when they find out that there's no repercussions for being rude to customers because they've already been fired. And they're just waiting out the time until the store actually closes.
Okay.
So it wasn't an environment that attracted psychopaths.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, that psychopaths were attracted to the job or that the job created psychopaths.
This is just human behavior.
That's a good way to put it. It's just human behavior that after having to deal with the asininity of customers for so long.
Right. And you really don't know asininity until you've met retail customers. I mean, like, you know, there's a giant sign on the wall that says restrooms in 4-foot letters, and they come around and ask.
Okay, but just to be clear.
And all you have to do is point up to the sign, and they're like, oh.
Are you saying that these people in this circumstance would just be rude to every customer that came through the door?
Not every customer that came to the door, but the ones that acted out in a manner that wasn't, you know, cordial. Like the bad customers that would upset you, there was no repercussions for acting badly back toward that.
Okay, customer. I think that's different than what we're talking about, though. Like, you know, what I thought we were discussing, at least in this recent conversation about retail and all that, was the idea that the person would just step on anybody and be rude just simply because they were in a position to where they could and they were enjoying that. There's a difference between taking your anger out on every single customer that comes through and your frustration or whatever, or getting pleasure in harming them in some way, and having a really crappy customer that you get to say something to.
Right, but
you know, that's
really
a huge
difference. But it didn't have to be really crappy. Just, you know, the minor inconvenience that would normally just get, you know, you bite your tongue and shut up and go on with handling your business. Now there's the freedom to speak out right?
Yeah, and, no, I see what you're saying.
I think that prejudice is built into humans, and that when you have a certain number of negative experiences at some point or another, you know, it begins to wear on you, and you're ready to take it out on the next person. You know, you go home, you're laying in bed, you're thinking about that interaction that went poorly, and you're like, man, I wish I could have said this, or I wish I could have said that. And then that opportunity comes up. It's not the same person, but the opportunity to say that comes up, and then you're like, you just got to hold it back in certain circumstances, and sometimes you don't hold it back. I mean, I can remember a time working for Clear Channel that I provided less than stellar customer service to somebody who called up. Mm-hmm. You know, some lady called up wanting the Dove to turn up its wattage.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
we'll get right on that.
Right. The reason that you chuckle is just because a radio station can't turn up the wattage.
Well, actually, we did back when Free Talk Live was on WTMY. We actually had access to the dial. We could literally crank the power up on the transmitter illegally.
In most cases, a radio station cannot turn up the wattage, and
I think there was a time or two
cases,
we did do it.
It's illegal.
Yeah,
and unless it's like 6 a.m. and the sun's just rising. Anyway, this lady wanted us to turn up the wattage because she couldn't hear the radio station, and I told her the only people who can fix that.
I can hear the radio station.
You're saying that because it's the Dove, and it was an easy listening station.
Yeah,
and
this is one my grandparents always have on.
It's a great station. Yeah. Dick Ring coming to you in the morning.
The sounds of your life.
The guy's name was Dick Ring.
Wow.
That was the host's name. Yeah, so anyway, I said only God and the FCC can fix that. That, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And because I knew this was coming. I can't remember what had happened, but you know, somebody wanted me to fix their radio reception problems, and I'm like, come on, you're out of your mind. And I was just waiting for this, and so this lady gave me the opportunity, and I, you know, sorry, can't fix it. Bye-bye. click.
You should have played on her biases, because at some point if you go, okay, hold on, let me turn it up. All right, can you hear me? Is it better now? Is it better now? I'm turning it up, ma'am. You know,
that's like, hilarious.
At some point, she may just agree with you because she thinks you're doing it, even if you can't really hear it.
I had a guy begin writing me on the Free Talk Live's Facebook chat because he couldn't get the internet to work. And
but he was typing over the internet.
On his phone or computer or something like that. And I said, here, let me, and I was saying, you know, this isn't a problem with us, this is maybe it's not even Facebook, this might be your internet generally or something like that. And, you know, at some point or another, I'm like, all right, let me take care of it for you. And then the dude thanked me for fixing the problem. And I said that I would I'd relay his message to the Bangladeshi internet slaves. He said, you tell them. Like, I mean, some clueless moron believed that somehow I fixed the internet for him.
You're a very powerful figure, Mark.
More on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more on this psychopath story coming up. Plus, Jeffrey Epstein. Does that name ring a bell for anybody? Well, he just got arrested, and we'll tell you why.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.